And our guest is standing by. He was the overtime hero last night, although RJ Umberger with the block shot and the nice pass in neutral zone was right there.
Seriously,
with him.
Were you dumping that puck in or were you shooting in that net on
Nick,
that?
Nick Foligno of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Is that Doug for the first question? Was that a dump in or was that a shot, Nick?
That was definitely a shot, but I did not expect it to go in. That's for sure.
when you saw the play, I mean, you read it perfectly and reacted right away, right from the block shot when Umberger almost took it right off the head, just underneath the blue line. What's the first thought that goes into your mind as you transition back up the ice?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was actually looking to probably just chip it in. We had been out there for a while, and then I kind of looked up and I noticed I had a one-on-one with the defender, and I figured why not just get a shot on net and change. So. Wasn't expecting it to go in, but very happy it did.
Nick, is it just this time of year where you do think about shots on net, or is there just a little bit more emphasis because you've got a guy that who can be spectacular and flurry, but now has the reputation of letting that type of goal in?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, we just talked about trying to get as many shots on net because everyone, you know, whether you like to admit it or not, has nerves when you get into an overtime period. And, you know, the more shots you can get, the bounces you can get. And, you know, that was the way it kind of went yesterday. But, you know, we're pretty excited about the opportunity we've given ourselves now. So we want to make the most of it come Saturday.
What's the status of the blue line, Nick, Tootin? And, I mean, is there any chance you're going to be healthy back there?
You know what? I haven't heard. I know.
Now you're starting to sound like a coach. Upper body, lower body. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's that time of year. You're never allowed to comment on anything. But you know what? It's you know, we're obviously missing those guys. They're a big part of our team, and we hope to get them back soon. But it's you know, I see a guy like Nick Schultz step in and Dalton Prout and do an awesome job for us. It says a lot about the depth on our team.
You know, Doug, a couple of seconds ago, we were speaking with Nick Foligno, the Columbus Blue Jackets overtime hero last night. Is the series now shifts back to Pittsburgh, best 2 out of 3. Doug was talking about the crowd at Nationwide yesterday, and always good when you're encouraged by a cannon. But how much is that crowd at Nationwide, the fifth line for the Blue Jackets?
It actually is unbelievable. It's louder than any game I've been a part of, and that's including some overtime and playoff games in Ottawa. It was sensational last night. They really, you know, motivated us, and I couldn't get over how loud the building was at certain times of the game. And, you know, and then like, to get that game tying goal Dubinsky made and to hear the roar and then the overtime goal was just, it was awesome. I'm so excited for this city right now. It's a big buzz around town.
It used to be loud when I was there too, but they're yelling at me up in the press box.
No. All's good.
Hey, Nick, how about the job that you guys have been able to do against guys like Malkin and Crosby in terms of these guys goalless, essentially? And are you starting to sense that there is a frustration amongst them and that you guys have gotten under their skin?
You know, we're hoping. I mean, they're so dynamic that you can never count them out, and they're so dangerous any given night, and that's something that we're never going to be able to take our foot off the pedal against those two guys because of how dynamic they are as players. So we're obviously pretty happy with the way things have gone, but we know things can change quickly, and we have to make sure we're on top of our game against those guys. But you see a guy like Brandon Dubinsky and what he's done, and you know, it's a big part of our team, how he's played, and our defense corps too. I mean, they're really not giving him a lot of time and space, and we need to continue to do that to have any sort of success against this team.
This will go down as maybe the most bizarre series in the history of the National Hockey League. 4 consecutive games where a 3-1 lead has been blown by each team. It's bizarre, Nick. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this?
Never in my it's crazy, actually. It's a weird feeling, you know. Even when we're down 3-0, we're like, hey, we get the next one, we're going to get going. And sure enough, you get the next one, then you start to see the momentum change and the guys start believing, and it's amazing how for whatever reason, that 3-1 lead is the death of teams right now. And I'm adamant that the team that's going to be able to hold on to a lead in this series is going to win the series. So, you know, it's going to be something that we're going to focus on. And you never want to see, you know, your team blow a lead, but it sure feels great when you can come back from a deficit, that's for sure.
I Jeff Rimmer's hard enough on the head, you know, but last night I had 100, there was 100 tweets from Josh Rimmer during this game. I'm blocking him. I can't take it anymore. Like, it's like, seriously, Jeff is, the old man is bad, but the kid is getting worse. Like 100 tweets during the game. Great pass, great shot, good goal. I mean, like, enough already.
It's Twitter play-by-play, Doug. For people that can't watch the game. Curious, curious, Nick, about Ryan Johansson, and you know the knock in the first couple of seasons was, oh, the puck dies on his stick, the play dies on his stick so many times. Last year, this time, he's a scratch in the American Hockey League in the playoffs. What changed this year with Ryan Johansson?
I think you know what. First of all, it's pride. You know, when you believe you're a certain player, and maybe things aren't working out for you, and you kind of have to take a look in the mirror. And I think he did that, and I think he's come in and realized the player he can be. He's gotten a lot of confidence from the start of the year. He got himself in great shape, and he's run with it. I think we all saw spurts of it when I first got here. I didn't really know much about him, but I could see, his talent and how big he is and the way he plays the game. And then, you know, and I think he finally realized it, realized that he can be a man amongst boys, even at his age, and a man amongst men, sorry. And I think that's what you're seeing. Like, you're starting to see the development and the belief of Ryan Johansson in Ryan Johansson. And he's been a huge part of this team and will be for a long time. And he's a lot of fun to play with, a lot of fun to watch. And, I can't say enough about his development.
And really an underrated back end when you look at what Johnson's been able to do. And, you know, let's face it, Wesnewski, all we ever talked about is how Columbus has overpaid for him, and yet he's instrumental on your goal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what? It's
he's a philosopher too, eh? He's a bit of a philosopher, James.
Oh, yes, he is.
Dinners must be interesting. Hey, Nick?
Yeah, so he's a great man, great man. He's awesome. He adds so much to room, and they're awesome. Our D-Core, I can't say enough about. They're definitely underrated, like you said. And you look at Jack Johnson, what he's done for this series and the type of competitor he is, and right on through James Wisniewski and 51 points he put up in the regular season this year, and on the power play, he's so such a dangerous player. And then, you know, Fedor Tuukka and his stability, and Ryan Murray and his poise at such a young age, and Dalton Proudhon. It just, you know, goes on and on, and it's been a real big key for our team and the reason why we've had our success.
Game. Not to mention goalie Bob.
Oh, he's not bad, eh?
And he's not bad.
you know what? It's incredible, that guy. He's such a proud competitor and a guy that wants to get better each and every day. And it's really fun to go to the rink and watch him work, because he really makes you want to be better because of the way he treats and approaches every single game and practice.
Game 5 on the horizon. Listen, congratulations. Yeah. Enjoy the win last night, forcing a best 2 out of 3, now heading back to Pittsburgh. Enjoy it. Great goal. Best of luck the rest of the way, Nick.
Good luck, Nick.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.